All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We got another show coming up in like 30 seconds at least, right, Cody?
Says here, yeah, 30 seconds, yeah.
All right, before we get into it, we want you to follow us on Instagram, Melted Chocolate Pod, Twitter, Melted Cocoa Pod, all of us on the socials. Drop a nice 5-star Frog Splash review, because we love you. Now, on with the show.
Happy birthday, melted chocolate.
What? Yay! What's the song for, AP?
our baby, our child, melted chocolate.
She's 1 year old today, huh?
She's 1 year old. Boy, not today.
Growing up so fast.
Oh, last week.
But she's 1 year old, man. So
they
old.
Grow up so fast.
So fast.
So fast.
With that being said, welcome in. Pod. Welcome into the show, Melted Chocolate episode
34.
Ricky Williams.
Is that right?
Yep.
Math checks out. It is I, AP Flacco, your host, of course. To my left, Ones and Two Webs.
Yurt.
As always. Yep. To my right, Smoky Smoke, Charles Peter Labasco, Tabasco, Smoky Smoke, Chuck, the fifth.
The fourth.
Gets bigger every week.
It's the fourth, right?
And it's something. And then to my straight, we got DJ Bryant.
Who you with?
Who just woke up from a nap. So he's got that post-nap, you know, he's not charged up yet. Last episode before Dave goes to Hawaii, he leaves us, our intern, baby Dave, you know, he's here interning for school. No, I'm just kidding, but how y'all doing today?
I'm all right.
You know, same day, or I don't even know anymore. I just woke up from a nap as well.
Oh, no.
Anyways, Cody's got the Would You Rather for us this week.
All right. Being how you all are right now, would you rather live in this time or in like the 50s?
This time.
This time.
Do I have all my knowledge if I go to the 50s?
Exactly. I'm keeping it.
Huh?
Do I have all my knowledge of today's day living in the 50s?
No, it's just like, would you rather live in this time or in the 50s?
I think I'd live in the 50s just to see what life was like, I guess.
Living like a Nuketown kind of neighborhood?
Yeah.
Milkman drive by at like 10 o'clock every day.
And then your mom hooks up with the milkman.
And then I can eventually experience the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
I will live in today.
Yeah.
Because I'm black.
All right.
Or my skin is black. And in the 50s, not a good time to be that color. Still isn't, but it was more violent back then than it is now.
All right.
So that's my answer. What about you?
If there was no racism involved, I'd definitely live in the 50s.
Why is that?
It's a much simpler time. If you just take away just racism at all, like for everything, I think like without all the technology and shit, it's just like a more, like you're more in tune with like the reality of things instead of like social media or
like people are more genuine.
I wouldn't say more genuine, but you're just more in tune like of what's going on around you, perhaps, and you're in like reality. In the real world, and not like seeing whatever that you see on Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it's not a bad would you rather there. Redeem yourself for last time.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a good thing I have on the list. It goes with what you just said. It's if you were thrown back 2,000 years, how would you take the knowledge you have? How would you take advantage of the modern knowledge that you have right now? 2,000 years ago. So that's what? 1820?
Find Bill Gates and be his friend.
Well, he's not alive in 1820.
Well, yeah, but still.
You'll eventually get to that.
His whoever came from Bill Gates, or whoever Bill Gates came from. Mm-hmm.
Dave, you had a pondered face.
Just try to be the first to make something.
What wasn't made in 1820?
1820? Cars? A lot of things.
Were cars around? You're from the aviation birthplace. What year were airplanes made?
All right. Later, right? 1906. Yeah. Chevy's not around.
I'm sorry?
Oh, Ford?
Yeah.
Same shit.
You say Shaggy?
I said Chevy.
Oh, I was like Shaggy.
The Shagmobile.
It wasn't me. Now she got me on the counter.
All you gotta do is just make something first. Like, you make a trash bag. Or a like paper a mirror. Clip. Something.
I would be set. I would go to the smartest people in the world and tell them my knowledge, and so I could blow their minds.
But you know what I'm saying?
I know they wouldn't believe me, but
you would be the smartest person. So everybody had to come up to you.
They don't know that yet, though.
That's what I'm saying.
If I'm just boop dropped in, no one knows I'm actually the smartest person
but
in the world.
That's why.
But they will.
With your idea, you start telling the townspeople, "Look at this. Look what I can do," and they'd be like, "Oh."
What is that?
He's an airbender.
You know what I'm saying?
look at this cup.
Delicious. You know what I'm saying? Like, wasn't the light invented? The light bulb and shit?
Hey, Siri. What year was the light bulb invented?
Here's an answer from ThoughtCode.com. 1854. Heinrich Goebbels, a German watchmaker, invented the first true light bulb.
Who?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Heinrich Goebbels.
Why have we never heard of him in school?
Because someone else, I'm sure someone else, was it Thomas Edison? We sound stupid right now.
Nah, I never heard of Heinrich.
Okay, so I know Goebbels. I know Ben Franklin was supposedly discovered electricity.
Or was it light?
Hey, Siri.
Oh, yeah, that's electricity.
Okay.
I said, hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Elizabeth has the night off, it all seems. Right. What would you do, Chuck? Over there drinking your Gatorade.
I said I'd live in the 50s.
No.
This
is a completely different question.
Oh, then I didn't hear it then.
Where have you been?
Listen.
Not only does he do this in real life, he does this in the group chats. He does this in the group chats, and he does this in person as well. This is crazy.
Oh, man, smoke, hey. Chuck, at his finest.
Hey, Chuck, that woke me up, dog. Appreciate it.
Do you not know what the question was?
Chuck, where were you? I literally
thought you guys were still talking about the 50s. Like that would you rather? Honestly,
no. Chuck checked out.
He was over there.
You were. Oh man. The question was, if you were thrown back 2,000 years ago, how would you take advantage of your modern knowledge?
Oh, 2,000 years?
Mm-hmm, 1820.
Oh, man.
Honestly, you missed all that?
Boy. I honestly did not hear it.
Chuck.
I got these headphones.
You have headphones on. How did you not hear it?
Answer the question so we can move on, please.
Anyway, I'd probably just do what Dave said, like try to invent something just to make. I just try to make myself the most powerful person ever, at least at that time. Like with all this knowledge up here, I could probably do something. Honestly,
what would you do with that power?
I don't know. Maybe I'll be one of those behind the scenes guys that's in America today.
Like a Rothschild or
Court of Owls.
Well, you'd be dead, but
they didn't catch that reference.
You'd be the higher power back then. Like,
yeah,
dead, like with the Rothschild.
I'd be pulling strings, maybe
evil and shit.
You know,
that's terrible.
Chuck would create the Court of Owls. Batman reference, y'all don't understand.
Batman's trash.
Maybe I'll invent Batman.
How trash is Batman?
And I'll
his
name
stories are good.
I'll
he
name
good
him Chuck
lines,
Man or
Batman.
Something.
Huh? What do you say, Chuck?
said maybe I'll invent Batman and call him Chuck Man instead.
You could.
If I saw it.
Exactly.
You could. You could find Stan Lee.
I can. I can, like.
You could kill Stan Lee back then and just
move. Why don't you just be the first one to
Yeah, literally.
You could be the first, but you know how, like, Stan Lee partnered with someone, but Stan Lee got all the credit? Mm-hmm. You can partner with Stan Lee, but you get all the credit.
I mean, put like
that. Too.
Yeah.
I can make Stan just publish everything, and it'd be my idea.
How'd you beat me to this?
I don't know.
I had that same exact idea.
Spider-Man.
In my dream.
Like, to the T, the same exact idea.
He's busting the door. He's like, hey, Chuck.
The Black Panther, really?
He busts in the house. He said, Charles, have this great idea. Spider-Man. He said, how did you?
Excelsior.
He said, what the? And he's like, okay, I thought that, you know, this big buff guy, and it's the Hulk, right?
Yeah, David Banner.
Maybe I'll make it worse.
Oh, Bruce Banner, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm talking about T.I.
I had to look at you weird.
David Banner, throwing his head
before the Rubber Band Man played. That's all I
hear. Maybe I'll make it where Marvel and DC are together.
Hey, fun fact, Bruce Banner is from Dayton, Ohio. Did you know that?
I did not.
How'd you find that out?
Because he's from Dayton, Ohio.
No, Malcolm sent me a picture of, I don't know what game he was playing, but it had like Bruce Banner's whole bio, and he was from Dayton.
Nice.
Wait, you just said
David Banner.
You just said David Banner.
Well, I meant Bruce Banner.
Is it Bruce Banner?
No, he said Bruce.
Okay.
I said David.
And now you said Bruce. Yes. So Bruce is from Dayton.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The Hulk.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
That's easier. Man, we should do a whole podcast about comics, but that's another time. Cody doesn't know about
comics. I wouldn't be in that
Neither
one.
Neither does Chuck. No.
I know a little bit.
So. All right. Let's move on. Let's talk about something more relevant. Hashtag cancel Tory Lanez.
Why do you say that?
Because he apparently, according to Meg Thee Stallion, he shot her.
I don't know how much I believe that. He legit shot her?
From the victim herself. He said that he shot her because of an argument. And there's video of her like walking away from the car or something. And you can tell she shot. Mm-hmm. And apparently Tory Lanez was there.
So she actually has a gunshot wound.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the heck? She was at hospital and everything. So now I don't know how sure it is that Tory Lanez shot her, but it's leaning more towards the fact that he did shoot her. Like, it's true.
Because he was in the car.
So with that being said, is Tory Lanez's career over?
Yes.
You think he's going to jail?
No, it is, because everybody lives and dies for Meg. Well, the women of the world create more population than men. So if you do something bad to a female that all the females look up to, like Beyonce, Rihanna, or Meg, you done, bro. And that's what he did. So he done.
Cancel.
Yeah,
cancel Tory Lanez.
That's the term nowadays, huh? Cancel.
Sheesh, I ain't been broke in a minute.
Yeah, so it's over.
Well,
you're gonna be broke for a while.
And it sucks because someone said grabbed the bag and fumbled the bag during quarantine.
He did. Because
that was the quarantine star.
Yeah, quarantine
right there.
Radio
bro,
and all
that.
I'll
send y'all that video of Shorty gulping that big worm. Y'all all saw it. Don't even play.
I said,
why you came out?
He said that big worm.
But she throwed it that thing.
She did.
That's what she's known for.
And he got banned.
Oh, really?
It's your Instagram page?
No.
Disgusting.
I thought Lil Boosie was a 14 star.
No, Tory Lanez was. Tory Lanez started all that.
Started what?
And everybody going live during quarantine and stuff.
He did.
And
yeah, he did.
Lil Boosie was doing it too.
Yeah, Lil Boosie. Yeah, him.
He said, put your pussy lips on live.
Yeah, Boosie did it first, but
Tory took off.
Capitalized, is that the word for it?
Yeah.
That's capitalism.
The ultimate opportunist.
There it is.
Yep.
But now Tory Lanez, do you think he's going to like come out? When he comes out with new music, no one's going to listen to it or just going to...
See, that's a good...
How do you think it's going to
impact
him?
That's a good question.
I feel like he's probably going to end up like what people would do with like Chris Brown now. Like, he'll still have his like OG fans, but like a lot of people are still going to bash on him.
But that took years.
Tory's not on the level of Chris Brown.
That's true. Yeah. And then take years for
that
to happen.
That took years for Chris because Chris had an altercation with
him. Like, he's still...
What I just said, I said if you touch Beyonce, Rihanna, and then now like Meg, you like...
Yeah,
you out.
So you're on the hit list.
It took Chris a while to get back, and then thank God that like social media wasn't as big back then.
Oh yeah,
that happened,
for sure.
Or else Chris would be.
No, I mean, I don't understand how people still harp on Chris. Like, some people, if you even turn Chris Brown on, they're like, change that. We don't listen to a woman beater. And shut I bet up. Half the artists you listen to have something that they did in the past.
Exactly.
So I feel like I'm a lot of artists now, like, at least rapper-wise, like, I've done a lot worse.
And if y'all gonna hang on to the past of what somebody did, that means y'all can't like Kobe.
Facts. Can't like Ray Lewis.
Well, I don't like him anyway.
We never really liked him.
Can't like Big Ben.
That's a fact. It's a man's game, Chuck.
He still got more rings. Yep. All right. I don't want to hear it.
Who cares?
AP had enough. AP has had enough.
How many rings does he have, though?
Two.
I'm about to say.
Same as who?
I ain't going to say it.
Bring up the 03 draft class.
Yeah, same as Eli Manning. So what does that mean? Nothing. Moving on. Phillip Rivers don't have any of them.
He's not on my team no more. No,
he was. You don't try to. Don't try to.
He's not on my team no more.
He's a pure Justin Herbert fan, all right? Just leave him alone. God.
He's a team
I like the way he throw the ball, man. He'd be all right.
Let's bring up the old pause. I think I remember you saying, like, he all right. I don't know if I like him or not.
I don't know if I like him yet, but from what I've seen, he'd be slinging that thing pause.
All right.
We're going to see. Since we're in the sports realm now, another headline today. It's today, right?
Yeah, today.
Today, Lionel Messi.
Oh, my Lord.
Has left. Who did he leave? Barcelona?
Yes, after 20 years.
And he has joined Manchester City.
As a non-soccer fan and non-soccer fans out there, explain this in football or basketball terms.
Okay, so... Kobe leaves the Lakers mm-hmm. after 20 years, mm-hmm. and he signs with, like, the Clippers or the Celtics.
Mm. No, the Celtics. The Celtics.
So, that's a very good comparison.
No, it's not that big of a Celtics would be if he signed to a rival.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if
– Is it Manchester City, like, a huge rival to Barcelona?
No, they're not they're not both in the Premier League, so.
Oh. All right, never mind then.
Holy.
So, yeah.
So, is there an outbreak right now for Messi?
Probably for Barcelona fans. I'm just mad that he went to Manchester City instead of Manchester United because I'm a Manchester United fan. So, and they're rivals.
Is like Manchester
United.
You
did want him on your team.
Yeah, I'll take Messi, yeah.
Is Manchester City like stacked now with him?
Is his skill still up to par?
Not really. He's old. I don't. A lot of people think he's still like
old, as in like 35. Or?
He's still dangerous. If you're one on one with him and you're a goalkeeper, he's gonna score on you.
So I mean, if you're one on one with anybody and you're a goalkeeper, you're probably getting scored on more times than not.
Still, that man deadly. I mean,
he's 33.
Ibra's older than that, and he's super old.
Right.
For soccer.
Especially running up and down that darn field. Because
dudes start when they're like 16, 17.
Oh, he's so, been in the game for that. Yeah,
he put 20 years in the Barcelona.
Yeah. So now what needs to happen is Ronaldo needs to come back to Manchester United. And then we play each other.
But he's in a different league, right?
He's in Juventus right now.
That's in a different league?
Yes.
They should all just come down.
What league is that?
Oh, what's it
the
called?
UEFA? EUFA?
Might be.
They should all just come to the MLS.
No.
Didn't that dude that starts with a Z in the
Ibrahimovic?
Didn't he like? Is he still in there?
Yeah, he's still on the LA Galaxy.
Is he still on the Galaxy?
Mm-hmm. First game, he had a hat trick and then knocked in a goal from like 40 yards. It was like literally insane.
They play football different over there, dog.
Yeah, all the people overseas, like foreigners, bro.
They gonna kill everybody.
Y'all should peep that one.
Juventus
Australian
is like
sport.
An Italian league.
Oh, isn't he like Portuguese?
So, Ronaldo?
Yeah.
I think so.
He's Argentinian.
No, that's Messi.
Oh, then yeah.
Messi's Argentinian.
I miss the World Cup.
I do too.
That was this year, wasn't it?
No.
No,
that's the Olympics.
That was in 2022. Yeah, 2022.
Next World Cup's where? Cairo?
I don't know.
Egypt?
I think so, yeah.
I'll never forget watching my first one, though.
And then the one after that's here in the States, in North America, actually.
That's going to be
Canada,
insane.
States, Mexico.
I was at the Nick Hotel.
I remember watching the World Cup.
2014.
So, hopefully, Messi does terrible for Manchester City because I don't care about him.
I feel like a lot of people don't care about this topic.
Maybe not. I mean, they might care about the next one.
Y'all distracted over there?
Yeah.
The next topic?
Yeah. Yes,
what is it?
The NBA is boycotting their games today.
And why is that?
They are up in arms about the recent shooting to Mr. Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. He survived, too.
Yeah, he did.
But he's paralyzed.
He's paralyzed.
Is he?
Yep. Yeah.
And when will it end? That's really what you can say. When will it end? And yeah, that's probably the right answer is never.
Well, this man Blake is probably going to like have a lot of publicity now. They're probably going to like interview the hell out of him, get a lot of information on what's going to go on, and then they're probably going to prosecute that cop, and it's probably going to...
I thought someone already got prosecuted, or was I seeing the wrong thing?
That was that 17-year-old kid that went and started shooting at protesters.
Oh, well, at least he got prosecuted.
Homeboy that drove from like a different state.
Oh wow!
Just came in with his gun.
See, I haven't read up on it. So,
but he only got prosecuted because all the attention.
Yeah,
that's true.
Cops didn't have a problem.
No, cops didn't have a problem with it.
They didn't have a problem shooting nobody. So that's why I was like, he only getting attention because everybody mad.
That's just ridiculous, bro. Mm-hmm.
But they canceled all the games because of that. That's crazy.
WNBA canceled their games too.
I didn't think it was gonna happen like that quick. They just did all games like that.
Brewers canceled their game, I think.
Because of
baseball?
Cause
yeah.
Of heck yeah.
So,
word?
Yeah.
Okay, baseball.
All right.
Making sure my facts are straight.
Baseball and NASCAR give me hope.
NASCAR doing
just kidding. Baby. The Mariners did.
Still.
Yeah. So. And the Padres, because they played each other, so they both. So, I don't think the Yankees played earlier today. And lost.
Good on them.
So, it's just... I don't even know what to say about it. We've talked about it before on the show. There's really not much left to say. Like, I feel like this is gonna end in like something like really bad, like a
civil war or something.
Yeah, race something war. Like that.
Get y'all guns up.
So.
A race war.
Yup.
That's what they've been saying. Like guns have gone up like in retail price, like so much lately.
So, and like being a person who like. Me, I don't have any ill will towards anybody. I feel like it's just going to be, like, tough. It's going to be, like, the people who are against the Black Lives Matter movement, the people who are completely for it, which I'm for it as well, but I'm also, like, in the middle where I just want everyone to get along.
Yeah.
And
that's
so.
Dead. Yep.
So it's going to be tough for people like me.
Let's get rocking.
If that happens, so. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully... Someone knocks sense into somebody and stuff change. That's a stretch, but yeah.
Got to do what we can with what we got.
Well, what else we got? I don't know.
You don't know?
I know, but I don't know. I have another topic, and it is, what is a food that you could never bring yourself to eat?
So this is something we have not ate.
Like you don't want to eat it because you think it's nasty, or you're like I'm never.
That's
eating
what, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. Something we haven't ate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe you have eaten it, and you're like, "Ew, this is disgusting. I'm never having this again."
No, I like the first one.
Escargot.
Either one. What's that?
Escargot.
But has it been presented to you?
The hell is escargot?
No. Snail.
Oh.
No.
I guess I'm not fancy like y'all. I'm sorry.
You ain't never been a foreign.
Come on. I drive a foreign.
Come on.
Yeah, but no. If someone presented me like snails, I don't think I'd have the.
I think I like what's better if it's like something that like
oysters.
It was available, and you like, nah, I'm not finna eat that.
Ass.
Bro, you gotta try. I ain't gonna hold you oysters. If you get a Caribbean person to make it, ass. It's fine. What?
No ass.
You haven't ate ass before? Speaking to the mic.
what did you say, Cody?
Speaking to the mic.
I said ass.
That did not have to go down that road.
No. So you haven't ate ass before?
Oh, my Lord.
I'm neither confirming nor denying that.
So that means he ate ass before. All right. So that's
no, cat. I'm not. I'm neither confirming nor.
Answer the question.
I'm neither.
Answer the question.
Yeah, I'm neither confirming.
I got receipts.
Pick a food. Pick a food. He chose escargot. I don't know why he's eating cargo.
I don't know.
Anyways.
I eat everything, dog. I just try it.
Ass.
okay, don't put that on me now.
So there's really nothing you ever, you seem like, I'm not gonna eat that G. Like, did
I at least try it before I say I'm not doing it.
Mustard.
Mustard?
Mustard.
Even on a sandwich.
Mayonnaise.
So if I made you a sandwich.
I'm not eating
sandwich.
It.
No. But I didn't tell you I put mustard on it. And you ate it.
And once
it was
I
good.
Bite into it, I will taste the mustard and I will proceed to attack you.
So you will throw that sandwich away.
Yes.
That's how much you don't.
There are kids starving in Africa.
And they're going to keep starving, unfortunately. But I'm not going to eat it.
He's true. He's right.
If AP could, he'd donate all the mustard he had in the States.
They could have crazy. I do not like mustard or mayonnaise.
So you're going to force these kids to eat just mustard out the jar?
Not even mayonnaise? Mayonnaise is all right.
Nope. Yeah, I used to think Miracle Whip was mayonnaise.
No.
I used to love that shit.
Don't like that either.
Yeah.
This guy's palate.
That used to be avocado for me, but when I tasted it, I was like, this shit
avocado's
is fire.
Pretty good.
That's it. Avocado. I hate avocado.
Really?
I tried it, though. Avocado. I tried it.
I was the same way, but then I tasted it. It was good, though, Mo.
I had to eat it with everything else. Like, I just can't eat
like
an avocado.
Yeah.
I don't eat by itself. Hell no.
Oh,
but.
And mushrooms. That I haven't tried, and I will
the
not.
Regular
actually,
kind?
You got to cook it, though. At least cook it.
Nah.
Or the ones that get you trippy.
Oh, no. Not the
mushrooms. Come on.
I don't know how that is either.
I tried mushrooms once, and there's, like, no taste to them.
They really don't taste like anything, though.
Does that count, though, when we go to the hibachi spot and they give you the soup with the mushrooms in it?
Oh, the ginger soup?
Ginger soup?
Oh, yeah, but I did eat those. Okay. But it was in, like, a, like, it was taken along with something else, so I could eat it. I can't just eat
just
mushrooms.
Just by itself?
Up. Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
So, like, if, like, you know, at Kobe's, they give you the rice, the noodles, all that, and they put mushrooms in it as well. You'd be able to eat that.
I usually just don't ask for mushrooms.
Who the?
Oh, shit.
What up?
What's going on?
Logs.
It's Logan.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Hello, how are you? What's your name?
Yes.
It's Wendy.
Wendy.
Nice
podcast, say hi to Wendy.
Uh-huh. Sorry for taking your spot, bud. You need us to move?
No.
In the driveway?
No, good, okay. Bro.
All right, brother.
Podcast is a long-standing tradition.
It sure is.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Appreciate that, brother.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate that, brother.
It's the podcast birthday.
Oh, it is.
So.
Can we get a cake?
No.
I wish.
All right.
Anyways,
that,
where
we left that to you, Dave.
Were we talking about mushrooms?
Yes. They walk in with mushrooms, all right? That's the topic of the day.
Mushrooms.
But so you'd be able to eat it like that with all the rest of the stuff, or is it like?
No, I just usually ask them to take it off because I don't.
Oh, when they come to you, he's like, no mushrooms.
No, that's never happened to me at Kobe's. I've only been there once, though, by the way.
To Kobe's?
You're a Tokyo's kind of guy in Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, Tokyo's.
I've been to Makoto's a lot more.
I've been to all three
places.
Of them.
Didn't we go to Makoto's with Pops?
Yes.
Okay.
Went to Makoto's, Tokyo's, Kobe's.
They all five.
They're all the same, really. I mean,
I like Tokyo's rice though.
What Makoto's the one that put corn in their rice?
Oh God! Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would not eat that.
Yeah,
you don't
did,
like corn?
Though.
Not in my hibachi plate.
You ate it.
I don't think I had corn.
I swear you did.
Have any of y'all been to that egg. Soul Hibachi yet?
Yes.
No.
The food truck.
But I always like
put y'all on.
I always like look for them where they're gonna go, and there I'm always like a day late.
Yeah,
so that'd be in Titusville. I pull up to Titusville. I'm like, oh no, we're in Coco. Fuck.
It's like a taco truck, but for hibachi.
I pulled up once. They say they're leaving at like 12 or 1:30. I got there literally at 1:30 and I had to leave. I was like really upset.
Yeah,
this was like last week.
They said 1:30 called.
I like those type of businesses on the road.
Yeah. On the road again.
Ooh, that's so dope.
But we should do that.
I've never.
With what food?
Had a food truck.
Paella.
Well, food trucks are popping now. If you can get a nice food truck cart.
Oh, they make the best food, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Let's do it.
But so we got escargot.
We gotta buy a truck.
What would we call the food truck?
Mushrooms.
Melted chocolate food truck. The fuck?
So they're
going to
think it's awesome.
Yeah,
no.
Can I get chocolate? We don't have
that. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the one thing we don't have.
It's called Melted Chocolate.
Yeah, that's
the name of a podcast.
It's the brand, my guy. It's the brand.
I don't want it anymore. You throw them off and you're like,
Interesting.
I feel like we should have like an item if we ever did do this called the Melting Pot. I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
A It's already like, taken. That's a restaurant. In
there. Yeah, it's a restaurant. That's copyright.
But it's an item on the menu called the Melting Pot.
I mean, that'd be fine, but what would it be? Like cheese or like actual chocolate?
Fondue?
Fondue?
I don't know.
Linguine?
Depending on what it is, I mean, you can. It could be a multitude of things because, like, we throw a bunch of stuff in the Melting Pot. Maybe it's like. Like, say it's like ice cream we're doing. It's like a bunch of toppings or whatever on it called the Melting Pot, you know?
So are we
so like
ice cream food truck?
It
this
was
is,
just
this is like a smoothie shake, a milkshake, you're saying?
Or, yeah, something like that. I don't know. I was saying depending on whatever we did, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I see.
Speaking
I see
of milkshakes, Dave came through last night. No, not last night.
A couple days ago.
What day was that?
Sunday
night with his
tipsy bartender drink.
His bartending skills. Yep. You want to tell him about that, Dave?
Been there, Chuck.
Y'all got to tell him. Y'all got to tell him how it was.
It was good. And you know, I posted on my story, tagged tipsy bartender, and he liked it.
Did he really?
He liked it.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
And there you have it.
Fire. Yeah, I took a screenshot of it.
That is fire.
That's pretty awesome.
That's dope as shit.
Sky John.
That's his real name.
Yep. Hey, that's dope.
That is dope.
He ain't like mine, though. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You tagged him?
Yep.
He's only on like one?
No.
He said that's the same dude.
And I cannot. Cody looking like this.
Not Mordecai.
Oh, man. How long has the show been?
Bro, just keep talking. We're not even there yet.
Yeah, quit talking about how long
I'm
the
just,
show
I'm
is
just now. Trying to get my
he
bearings.
Didn't see it.
Huh? I'm What's trying up? To get my bearings.
No, we're good. I'll let you know.
All right. All right, might as well just knock out another one, and this is a...
How about we talk about the elephant in the room?
Okay.
Are hard seltzers okay for men?
What's that, real quick?
Like White Claws, Trulies, all those, are they acceptable?
La Croix or whatever it's called?
Isn't that just water?
It's carbonated water. They're like gin and tonics, basically.
So a seltzer has alcohol in it?
Yes. You know.
But La Croix does not. Or does
I
it?
Guess not. No.
On the rad one.
I mean, homeboy at the Airbnb did.
He was knocking them things back.
And it was like reduced sugar, too.
No, they were normal.
No, they were?
Yeah.
Oh.
All I know is I grabbed the last White Claw, and Buddy's like, oh, that's the last one, huh? All right, I'm going to go to bed.
Y'all want to speak on the past weekend?
It was fun. Back to the White Claws, though. Hold on.
Oh,
before we get there.
Shit.
Oh, jeez. Good thing you got an OtterBox. Pick it up.
Come on. What? Go ahead.
You said our hard seltzer is okay for men?
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I mean, I think it's just portrayed as, it all started with White Claw to me, and it was portrayed as like a female-ish drink that they like to drink. So off of that. I can see how everyone's like, oh, you're a dude and you drink White Claws.
I don't see the problem with it.
But it's just alcohol at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I've never had a White Claw. I've never had any of those seltzers.
I sipped one.
So.
They're not bad.
Not against trying one, but I'm not going to go out and buy a pack or something like that.
Is Mike Hards and Sangria in the same realm as that?
No.
No? Then okay, good. I'm good. I'm still good.
Have you had real sangria?
Loves me a Mike's Hard.
Yeah, you did. Baby shower.
That bottle.
I know Dave was there for that Capriccio, though.
What bottle?
The bottle that everybody was buying that Adria bought, and we sipped it.
Capriccio?
Yeah, he was. No, he wasn't there. He bought it to the house once, though. But
so
I'm talking
the black one with the
that's
yellow.
Capriccio.
All the fruits on it. You had a bottle. I'm talking about, like, someone makes it.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't had that.
You hit. We had it at my aunt's baby shower.
Like traditional sangria.
Yes.
I guess
and we all took bottles of it, like water bottles full of them.
Oh.
He giving that look like.
When was that?
It was a couple years ago. Place, yes.
Oh.
Baby shower.
I remember the massage.
Yes, and
remember.
The electrical tape. Yeah. That's another story for another time. But it was that day. And they had a punch bowl full of sangria. And I was hurt because it wasn't actually punch.
You thought it was punch?
Yeah, I was like, let me get some of this fruit punch. I said,
because it's a baby.
This has alcohol in it.
It's a baby shower, Chuck. We ain't thinking they finna spike the punch.
And the hell it did. It was sangria to the fullest. But that's when she was pregnant with Maya? Yes.
Holy. Everything's full circle now. Got it.
And now Maya's four.
That's
So, in school. Yeah, that was out there.
Sangria do be hitting for that. Different though.
Sangria does hit. You know what? Let's talk about like what gets you drunk like the easiest. It takes a lot to get me drunk, but wine, like two glasses of wine,
do nothing for me.
I'm like, ooh,
I tried.
Get so. That like canned wine. It's called like house wine, I think.
They got no time for no canned wine.
No. It's like a new thing that's popping around because like one like small can, like it's almost like a soda can, is like half a bottle of wine.
That sounds like lazy.
I don't know. People say they've been like they'll drink like the whole thing, and then they'll even go for the second one, and they're like donezo. Like they get drunk off this shit.
So what gets y'all drunk? I get drunk off wine because I don't drink wine ever.
Whiskey.
So everything else I'm cool.
Whiskey gonna get you drunk now. So.
Except for that one night. I knocked back like 15 beers, though. In a matter of like an hour and a half.
God, beers are so nasty.
So.
So, I guess judging the room, you guys, Dave's a liquor drinker.
That's all I drink.
I drink anything, really.
Well, what's your go-to? You more of a beer drinker?
Go-to right now is like liquor? Ciroc.
Ciroc?
Yeah. But I drink literally anything.
I just drink dark liquor.
See, that's another thing. I
hate white liquor.
I did not know that it was a thing that people like prefer dark liquor or white liquor. Like, oh, I don't like to drink a white liquor and then a dark liquor. It's never been like that with me. It's just, oh, you have alcohol, let's drink it. There's Hennessy, there's Ciroc, boom.
Ciroc is vodka, right?
Yeah.
That and like tequila, like this, it just tastes like straight up alcohol to me. And with dark liquor, it's like whatever flavor it is, I taste more of the flavor. And
do you have
like
the red berry Ciroc?
I don't know.
Well, I know some people.
It honestly all just kind of tastes like whatever flavor it is, but just vodka. If that makes sense.
That's what it is.
I know some people be like that though, just because they'll be like, "Oh, I can't drink this because it makes me too like aggressive, or I get like this when I drink this." Like, you ever heard of that?
No, my entire life it's just
a lot of people say that about tequila. Like they get crazy on tequila.
Yes, so.
My entire life it's just been if there's a drink in front of me, let's drink.
Drink
afterwards, regardless of what it is, let's drink. I've never been like a preferred, like, oh, I can only drink this. It's just, alcohol is alcohol.
Do you mix like drinks every time? Like, not like actual mixed drinks, but like if you're drinking, like, oh, I'll have a shot of Hennessy and then I'll go for the Ciroc and then I'll have like a beer.
Yeah.
That's probably why. I do the same thing, but like if you get drunk off of like one type of liquor, like people like will be like a completely different person, like depending on what they're drinking. Like,
because.
Kind of like what we said about tequila, like some people are like that for whiskey, like.
Because whenever there's a function, we drink multiple types of alcohol. Am I wrong or am I right?
I mean, I do that.
That's correct.
So, there's never like, oh, I'm only drinking this.
We have multiple types of alcohol. I think everybody just picks which ones they like. And they
Most people just be drinking one thing all night.
At the B&B, we had Hennessy, we had
the J&J.
Yeah, Ciroc.
Yeah, Smirnoff.
We're just drinking that. The only thing I didn't have was Pinnacle. And I've never had Pinnacle before.
Pinnacle used to be that thing a couple years ago, boy. That's how I used to drink.
Did y'all have Hypnotic?
Brad Dave.
I've never had Hypnotic either.
Get that, what was it? That birthday cake Pinnacle.
The red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
What's that in the bag?
But I be getting drunk the most off that Irken Jerk. It's
good.
That's brandy.
But to me, it didn't really do anything to me.
I wish I got to try some of that. It looked pretty good.
It tasted even better.
It tastes good, but I didn't get any like effect off of it. So
yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm putting Irken Jerk over Hennessy now. I'm sorry.
Hey, it is what it is.
Irken Jerk,
brandy over cognac.
Okay.
I'm really into Ciroc these days, so I just need that black.
I mean, if it's there, I'll probably have like one or two shots, but like as like my go-to, probably not.
Mm-hmm. So did y'all say what gets you drunk easiest?
Yeah, that Irken Jerk.
If I mix, okay. If I don't eat nothing, anything will get.
Feel like if anyone's like that, then they're down for the count quick. Yeah, because that's how I was that one night. All I had was a chicken sandwich.
Oh, you didn't eat?
And I didn't eat the rest of the day.
Oh, I know.
And then I threw it up.
so, all over the place.
Yeah, I threw it up in a bucket, and then accidentally knocked over the bucket. And Cody was like, "Yo, you can clean that up in the morning." He turned the light off and walked out.
Bro, I was so mad. I said, "Bro, this man knocked over the bucket. I'm not cleaning this shit up."
He
took it in the morning.
He like, probably woke up like,
dog, when Cody threw, Cody is through, dog.
Yeah, when Cody's fed up, that's it. But
that night y'all went out to Orlando, and y'all made that legendary picture of him going, you know what I'm talking about?
That. In the car.
Oh, yeah.
He was at Jesse's old house.
Yep.
Good time. So, E&J, when you mix
whiskey
and wine, because I don't drink wine, it doesn't taste good to me. But I guess you're not supposed to drink it like that. It's supposed to be like it's like a kickback type thing.
You like just a chilling. Pink Moscato. Pink Moscato is pretty good.
You talking about that Barefoot?
Mm-hmm. Man, that's
a good cheap wine too.
Man, y'all are sleeping, man. You want to talk about wine? You talk to grandma.
Or how about champagne?
No. You don't like champagne?
Nope. Whoa.
But what's and your name is champagne.
Plot
and
twist.
Like
what?
This is the ultimate plot twist of the decade.
I love Spider-Man. Don't love spiders. Let's get.
Hey,
that
is true. Yeah.
They called him Champagne, and he don't like champagne.
Don't like champagne.
Damn.
And by the way, he was Champagne before Drake was, so.
Could be.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. 100%.
I think it was a close call. Close.
Coach Johnson started calling him Champagne before Drake called himself Champagne Poppy.
That was like in 2013.
Because I remember trying to make an Instagram like 2014, 15, so, and he took the name.
Yep. Just saying. You're welcome, Drake. So give Dave some credit.
You're welcome.
You're not going to hear this, but you're welcome for your nickname. But what were we talking about?
You want to talk about over the weekend?
Yeah.
Did y'all have fun?
Did have fun.
Yeah.
Had a little Airbnb in Orlando, a little relaxation.
Me and Chuck had a good old time.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck and Cody stayed in the Minnie Mouse room.
You ain't gonna tell that. So. It was a nice Airbnb.
Oh yeah, it was a great time.
It was good. It was fun, relaxed. You know, drank some. Dave, face down on the couch again.
MVP.
It's all good. Had to carry him. Gave him a quick F5.
Bro, you used to see his face like your shortest dog. Bro, it was the look of defeat. Like, bro, I've never seen a more defeated face.
And then we're going.
He was trying.
We're going up the stairs. And he's over here starting to kick. He stops saying, "Could you stop?" We both gonna fall down these stairs, and then it's gonna be a bad time, dog.
For a second, I honestly thought you guys did fall down the stairs. I looked back real quick because I heard like a.
No, thud. Dave was like, "Oh, like stop it!"
He said, "Bro, relax."
He said, "Ugh." And I got up there. I put him on. He said. Appreciate you. I was like, okay, buddy. I'm going to go in my room.
Bro, I was brushing my teeth. And then she came up and she said, he threw up a little bit on the bed. I said, fuck, Dave. I got my toothbrush in the mouth. And like, I just see like a little spot on the floor. And I was like, you better not throw up in this bed.
Yeah,
dog.
She even called us in. She's like, yeah, he puked like right here. We're like. I think Cody like walked real close to you to like tuck you in. He's like, "Yeah,
bro, I have the
you're
PJs
standing, like,
on.
Right on it."
Yeah, I had the PJs on. I said, "Fucking Dave."
I told these boys in advance I was gonna get towed up. I waited a year for this get together.
But I feel like you didn't even drink that much though.
What I said earlier, I didn't eat. I only ate.
Okay.
I didn't eat a lot
because we drank pretty much the same amount.
Yeah, I didn't eat. I ate one taco because I was waiting for everybody else to eat.
I had
I just love the view.
By the time I got to the taco shells were hard as rocks.
I didn't eat nothing that whole day. So that's why I was out.
So I was like the last one to get a taco, and this shit. I was like, heard you.
It was a good time, though.
It was fun.
You made up for the last blunder.
Boy, that is hilarious. But I think I didn't eat on purpose, though, because I wanted to feel drunk, though. Because, like I said, I told you I wanted to get drunk that night.
Before
but I wish, if I would lived here, I would try to do something like that, like, every month. Or, like, every other week or some shit.
Before you go, we should try to get together and play spike ball. I got that in my trunk of my car.
Oh, well, you didn't say shit. Let's do it.
Is that the trampoline?
That's this like weekend? The little trampoline game with the ball. It's like volleyball.
We have.
It's on like
one more.
Sports Center and stuff.
One more get together this weekend.
Roller rink. I gotta beat your ass in bowling. And And then there's one more thing too.
We can do the bowling Friday night. And we'll talk about this later.
Yeah. But, all right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. Well,
we're wrapping it up.
Anything else?
Nope.
We got a pot to milk.
We got a melting pot to get into.
All right.
All right.
It is what it is.
Let me find this thing, man. I should really be more prepared. A year in.
Time for mine.
Melting pot time. It is what it is, what it could be, what it was. And the Lord said.
I'll go first.
That's what the Lord said.
Shouts out to my dog Zeus for National Dog Day.
Damn it. I'm still going to put her in.
Shouts out to Zeus, man. You've been going strong for 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like my best friend, my bestest little buddy. So shouts out to you, Zeus.
Grizzled vet.
Yes, sir.
I'll go next. Shout out to my young daughter, Nala.
Oh, what original.
I knew that was coming. I saw you waiting to get on the mic.
Wow.
For National Dog Day. She's not 11 years old. She is 8 months. So shout out to my little shorty.
Shout out to Jacob Paul. Just to let y'all know, I did cave and purchased Madden this year. But I am handing out L's. If anyone would like to step up.
I don't care.
Man, Chuck was going on. Man. He said, bro, I'm done. I told you. Bro, I'm going to go over to his house and get my clothes, and that's it. That's what Chuck said.
That's a demerit.
That's what Chuck said. Give me my napkin back. He says, yeah, so I've been.
That's a demerit. Bro, for everyone listening, Chuck told us there is no way that he's buying the new Madden.
Somewhere.
He said there's
over
no
the network.
Oh, okay. He said
times.
It. He said it on in the chat too.
Hey,
but
if it wasn't for COVID,
back.
I definitely wouldn't. Because
it's
so boring.
Bro.
All
right, he's coming. No, all right, Dave. Who's your melting pot pick?
Melting pot would have to be for y'all. For showing up last weekend and having a great time. So appreciate y'all.
Nice.
Oh, before we go, this is gonna be Dave's last pod here live. Yep. He'll be going to where are you going, bud?
Hawaii.
All right. Any expectations? You excited or what's going on?
I expect myself to love it and then stay out there. But I can really see myself.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now what I tell everybody. Expect nothing and enjoy everything.
I feel you.
So if you set expectations, most of the time you set them too high, my man.
I feel you.
You get there and you're like this.
Do you know what island you're going to?
Expect nothing.
No. But I'm going. I have to fly into Honolulu anyway, so. But all I know is it's pretty much gonna be better than port, so I'm fine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Port, unless you live in like Utah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like
Maine, cool. Wyoming,
Nebraska.
If you're listening to any of those states, you have a boring state. Sorry.
You know you do.
You know you do. Yeah. Don't try to get.
Oh no, Utah's
mad.
Pretty nice. Utah, Denver, like they have like the
Denver.
They have
Denver,
the metropolitan area.
Well, no, like they have like the backwoods. It's like you know you got the nice little creek and like the stream and like,
all this wood but no backwood.
Alright, never mind.
Alright, we're closing the show. I'll hit the music, bruh. Happy birthday, Melted Chocolate. It's been a fun year. We took some time off in November. Oh. Okay. Then we came back in January.
Chuck, go in real quick. Go ahead, Chuck, real quick. Yeah. For the birthday. Birthday rap.
Yeah.
Chuck, go ahead.
Offset.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We hope you have a great week. Follow us on the socials. You heard it in the beginning of the episode. Drop a review. All that stuff, all right? All of us checking out. Dave for the last time, live for a while.
Here.
See you later.
Future Melted Chocolate Pod in Hawaii.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, going to be outside and everything. Have the shirts and everything.
Yep. Stay tuned. Peace out.
I'm strapped up. I'm iced out. A nigga play. It's lights out. Cost a cool $250,000. That's how you find me. Swerving through traffic with them goons behind me. You better call your crew. You gonna need help. Whole car.
car strapped and I ain't talking seatbelts. Yeah. Red Cross, nigga, yeah, we draw blood. Whole team got choppers like a bike club. Yeah. I don't get mad, I just get money. And laugh at these fuck niggas cause they so funny.